Welcome into the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm Tim Dennis. Folks, we have an exciting program for you. We're going to jump into it right away. You've probably already seen the first episode on Travel Channel of a show called Fright Club. One of my favorite shows on the Discovery family. And of course, you can see the entire first season on Discovery Plus. It's a combination of one of my favorite ghost hunting teams of all time, the Ghost Brothers and Jack Osborne. They get together, and not only are they reviewing just spooky clips, which you can do that anywhere, but they throw in a little bit of the funny. They have some guest stars that you've seen before, and let me just bring them in, and we'll talk a little bit about it. With me now is, you know what, and I don't want to start a fight here right away off the beginning, but if you go to Wikipedia, guys, it says that Dalen Spratt, who's with me now, is the leader of this thing. Is that
and the most handsome? And the most handsome.
And the most handsome.
Make sure you put
The most handsome part is definitely like a personal claim he has.
Yeah.
I'm technically the sexiest of the group.
Okay.
It's just that's actually documented.
Okay, and
there's a website that states that. I don't know, but Wikipedia. Right. They're trying to stir the pot.
All right, and that's Juwan, who's of course the sexiest of the group. I'm not gonna argue that. Marcus will be along shortly, so we'll catch up with him when he gets here because I'm anxious to talk a little bit about something he revealed on the first episode. So, which is his the fact that he can't keep his gaiters down and that he's a fan of ropes. We'll just put it that way. His Ric Flair drip. Yeah.
Yeah.
We like his Ric Flair drip. So we'll discuss that a little bit as well coming up in the next hour. Guys, I got to tell you, I had a chance to watch the first episode. I'm excited for the season. That's just all there is to it. I got to talk chemistry right away because chemistry is a hard thing to achieve when it comes to, let's face it, to anything, when you step into anything. And obviously, and I'll start with you, Dalen, there's already a good chemistry between the three of you. But you add a fourth, and although four wheels make a great car and get the car rolling,
it makes a horrible tricycle.
That's right. It makes a horrible tricycle, and you already got a great three-wheel tricycle going. Tell me a little bit about how the chemistry started. Was it real easy to get together with Jack and get moving?
Yeah, I mean, we just have to threaten him a couple of times.
Yeah.
Threaten to put our hands on him a few times.
Right. No.
Jack is cool, man. Jack is probably one of the, you know, I hate referring to people as like celebrities or whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I mean, we say all the time, a few years ago, shoot, I remember back in the day, we was watching Jack on TV. Like we grew up watching him and his family on TV. And so to meet someone like that who has like such a strong lineage in entertainment, I told him, I was like, bro, you have the right to be stuck up and entitled. If anybody did, it would be you, but you're not. Like, you're totally the opposite. He's probably the most humble, the most selfless, entertaining, like quick-witted.
Yep.
Like, he really just, I don't know. Jack is woke. Lack of a better word.
Yeah. You know, and it just seems like he kind of just slides right in. He's right there as far as not only humor, but he's right there on a paranormal level too. Juwan, what was the thing that most surprised you about Jack?
Man, honestly, it was his ability to just kind of like fit in our jokes. Like I know that like we all have our own individual personalities, but you know, we come together and it was really like the Ghost Brothers and Jack Osborne. So it was kind of like you had this tough water to kind of navigate for him. Like, all right, how do I fit into this like chemistry that these guys have already had?
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, he fell right in. I mean, he hit us with jokes after jokes, like England being like the motherland. And it was just, you know what I'm saying? Like those jokes landed. And so it felt like we have known him forever.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, granted, like Dalen said, like we watched him growing up, but you would have thought that like we all grew up together, especially the way we kind of connect. So his ability to just kind of like fall into our chemistry and then our ability to just kind of like welcome him into like what we typically have going on, I think it's just beautiful. And I think Jack is like a wealth of knowledge when it comes to the paranormal space. I mm-hmm. think he has a sense of humor that he doesn't often get to showcase because like it's not really, I know, promoted on like some of his other shows like Portals.
Okay.
But like I think with us, like he's able to really kind of like get those chops off, and man, he does it in a great way.
You're right. There is a definite personality shift, for lack of a better term, but he, you know, it's not like when you're in the middle of an investigation, you can start popping off jokes, but I shouldn't really say that. I mean, you know what I, you know, I guess talking a little bit to you guys off air, I the one thing I really like, and I'm going to throw it out there right now, is the fact that you guys can be authentic. You can be yourselves while you're investigating, which is nice. And that's what people are looking for when they watch a paranormal show. They're looking for you to be yourself. And the fact that
appreciate
you guys,
that.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. The fact
that honestly, everybody else is taken. Like I couldn't expect to be anything else. Well, you know what I mean? Like,
I'm sorry. I don't mean to interrupt you, Juwan, but the fact that when you watch, and this is no slam against anybody else, and I'm not picking on anybody in particular, but you watch some shows and some people get real stiff and real rigid, and then you meet them in person and they're a totally different person. They're real cool to hang out with. And you go, well, wait a minute, where's this person on TV? You know, that's kind of where it's coming from. So, you know, I kind of feel like we're getting the same guys on TV that we're getting when we meet them in person.
Yeah, nice. I think it's and not necessarily just this genre, just reality television in general. A lot of people find themselves playing a character. Mm-hmm. And anytime you're blessed to be yourself, it's a win, you know what I mean? And that's one thing that we've been able to do since day one is authentically be ourselves. And we're grateful just for the opportunity to be that. No one's ever tried to force us to be a character, you know what I mean? So it's cool to be able to be yourself because you can live with that at night.
That's true. That's very true. Let me ask you, Dalen, where did the concept for Fright Club come up from and how did you guys get involved?
I think it came from just them seeing the network, seeing Ghost Brothers, and then seeing Jack. And then we've had a couple of like network events in between the shows where we've all come together. A lot of the shows have come together and just seeing the chemistry, And then, I think it was something that started off as like, let's just see if this would work. And it was magic. And that's like those are the ones that have longevity and have life, like the things that you would never, ever in a million years thought.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I you know, it's one of those things where you know, that mad scientist mode you get into where it's like, let's just put it together and see what happens. I know that you guys could probably work with it. There's an old saying in wrestling. You could work with a broomstick, right?
And
make it look good, right?
Yeah, we actually have a show with Martha Stewart coming out in the fall.
Are you serious?
Are you comparing her to a broomstick, or are you just throwing that?
Well, yeah, a little bit. No, I mean, but are you serious? You're working with Martha Stewart?
I honestly felt like if I said it out loud, maybe
it may come to fruition. Like,
oh,
I mean,
Jesus. You know, okay.
Wilder things have happened. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And we do have a food product. So like, I think there's a lane.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. If you had your choice of who you, what pick each one of you, pick one celebrity. Let's start with Juwan. Since I got you right here, Juwan, pick a celebrity. If you had to pick one celebrity to do 13 episodes with, and let's put it in the paranormal genre, whether it be investigating, whether it be reviewing clips, whether it be doing anything in the paranormal, you had to pull them from anywhere in the world of entertainment. Who would you pick?
Carucci.
Ooh.
Okay.
Woman said Carucci.
Wow. Wow. He didn't even hesitate.
Go ahead and start there.
Didn't even hesitate.
Carucci. Hey, Carucci, if you listen to my boy single.
I ain't mad at it. I would love to get to know her on a deeper level, and I feel like the paranormal is the best place for that.
Okay, Carucci.
You're working close to each other.
Ass pulling for the 3-point line.
Close
field goal.
It's good.
Close quarters, long lunches. I see where this is going. Dalen, is there one that comes that quick off the top of your head?
Man, I feel bad, man, because I've always had mine. But mine, like, before I got married.
Mm-hmm. I see that. Boy, yeah.
Put that out
I
there.
Put a ring on it. Put a ring on it.
Yeah.
It was Rihanna, man, because, you know, she's from Barbados. Mm-hmm. And they have a strong spiritual connection out there in Barbados.
Yep.
And I just felt like it would be really interesting to try to investigate something in her hometown.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that would be. And you know, I'll be honest with you. Let's get into this topic because you just brought up a very good point, Dalen. When we talk about spirituality on mm-hmm. paranormal shows, we come from a strictly either Lutheran or Catholic, Christianic type perspective.
When you say we,
I'm talking TV producers.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm sorry, I don't mean we as in like you and
I. No, I was just curious.
I thought you meant we as in black people.
No. Because
we got him on edge, bro. We got him on edge. He's up against the ropes.
And now I'm going to
fight back, Tim.
I haven't looked at my ancestry profile. I had a black stepdad. Does that work?
That's fair.
Okay. All right. That's really close. That's like.
Did he whoop your ass?
did you get whooping?
He yelled at me real bad once.
He took it easy on you.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, I got to admit. Well, I was a grown man at the time.
Okay.
So I guess we as television producers, I would say, I'll put it that way. Television producers tend to go, okay, conservative Christianity gets thrown in there as the representation of religion that gets shown when you show a deliverance or an exorcism on television in the paranormal, it's driven from a Christian standpoint, but we don't see other religions really represented on paranormal television. Mm. You know, even though we have guys like John Zaffis in the field who represent all religions. I mean, he can do a deliverance or an exorcism in any religion, or go find you a representative from any religion and help you out in that way. I'm curious, and whoever's got it in off this question. And you know, I should bring this up, and I'll give you kudos, especially the episode in Minnesota. When you help that family out, it didn't come from a place of, you know, go find Jesus and God go with you. It came from, here's a smudge stick, you know, smudge your home. It came from a very much a non-denominational place. Tell me, is it important to you when you go on an investigation to come from a non-denominational place, or do you tailor it to that family?
So that's a really great question. Okay. Can I take the first part?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Your first part, I think it's a reflection of like the lack of diversity in the actual space.
Okay.
And we don't necessarily have full understanding of certain practices, certain religious practices. And with that, we don't necessarily have the knowledge to practice those or even exercise those as we investigate or even film. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think that we went to an episode in Jamaica and we learned about their practices. We learned about voodoo. We learned about and then also in Louisiana, we learned about the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I think it's just a matter of like educating yourself, being able to find knowledge about those particular religious practices.
Yep.
And then being able to utilize them later from an authentic and genuine standpoint, right? Like it's really tough to kind of to exercise something that you aren't familiar with. Like then that becomes kind of fake.
Right.
And so I think that like, if we were to have more diversity in those spaces, like if we were to talk to other cultures about what they believe in an afterlife or what they believe from a spiritual practice standpoint, then I think that we could be able to see more of that. But until then, I think that that's like a very good growth spot for us. And I say us isn't like the paranormal genre.
Right.
Black people.
Right.
Black people.
Dalen, black people. Dalen, what were you going to say?
No, I was just going to say we just come from a very non-judgmental space.
Okay.
Like, we came into the industry being the only black people from, like, you know, a million miles around. Mm-hmm. So we know what it feels like just to be judged, period. So, mm-hmm. like, we come from a very, very judgment-free zone. But we lead with our religion, which doesn't go away. That's mm-hmm. our belief system. That's right. Our comfort zone, which is Christianity. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to judge you for what you believe. So like what Jawan said, we've been in Louisiana. We've learned about hoodoo. We've met with witches in Ohio. We've met with the leader of the Satanic Church in Cleveland, Ohio. Like, all of these people have, those are three different walks of life, three different belief systems, three different ways of just going about their day to day. And you're able to pick up things from each walk of life that you can implement in future investigations. So the Satanist might have something that he does that might not be strictly directly correlated with worshiping Satan, mm-hmm. but it might be a pretty damn good experiment that we could try that we might bring into future investigations. So everyone has something to offer, even if you don't necessarily agree with their belief system. That's just personal. And this isn't, I feel like, a business of being, of taking things personal. Like, you have to be open because you're looking for some shit that's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's out of the world anyway.
Right.
Exactly.
To kind of build on your point there, as far as this Satanist goes, or somebody who's not quite in that space or that Christian space, I once met an investigator who, dealing on the side of not being non-Christian, just collected the spirits like Pokemon and made deals with them. I don't know if that makes, and it blew my mind when he put it that way, but he said, basically, we go in, we make a deal with the spirit, and it's a pact. And if they break the pact, I banish it or destroy the spirit. That sent chills right up my spine.
Okay.
But what happens if the spirit doesn't break the pact, but the other person who's also in that breaks the pact? You know what I'm saying? Like, whatever,
right.
On the flip side, because I think that, like, you're playing with something that, you know, you don't really know how they're going to react or how it would react.
It seems like a grandiose place to come from, you know, to say,
it does.
I have control over you, but supposedly they have the control over them by using binding magic energy. It's dealing with magic that I don't understand. And again, it's that coming from that place as an investigator that you don't necessarily believe in.
Right.
Right. Or I shouldn't say don't believe in, but don't practice. You know what I'm saying? I'm not of that mind, and I'm not in that space. So I don't necessarily, you know.
But to Dylan's point, and just like what we were talking about earlier, it's the fact that, like, we have to be open
because
we're essentially searching for something that we may or may not ever find.
Right.
And, like, who are you to judge somebody else for what they believe in or even how they choose to protect themselves or clean themselves in those particular spaces?
Well, I know this much. If I were in a situation where I'm in a home and they don't necessarily believe in either God or Jesus, and they're saying, well, you need to get this thing out of here, I know I'm probably calling that guy to come in and get, you know, to get rid of that spirit, because he obviously has the answer that I don't have and can relate to that situation.
I hear you.
So yeah, it's kind of interesting. Want to welcome Marcus in too right now. Hi, Marcus. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? Sorry about that.
No, you're good.
A little emergency, you know. I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good.
What was your emergency, Marcus?
I had to do number four.
Number four.
That's two number twos. That's two number twos.
It's back to back.
Back to back.
Wow.
Back to back.
Hopefully that's just a drive-through number.
he drove through all right.
He doubled back.
Why you gotta have your hands on top of your head like that, though?
I know what that means, bro. I know how serious it can get.
Need a break. He's just like, oh, why is it still happening?
Because I ordered a number three not too long ago, so I'm listening.
Why is it so hot?
Is it hot where you're at?
No, I'm just talking about...
Oh, I said the spot is hot right now. Yeah. We can take the focus off you. Don't worry about it, Marcus. Actually, you know what? Let's put the focus back on you, Marcus. We were talking a little bit earlier about the first episode of Fright Club. And as you can see behind me, right here on my wall, I got you, man. I know you're a big wrestling fan. And
hey, full-time World Wrestling Federation champion. That's what I am, baby.
See, there you go. I gotta tip my cap to you just real quick. I love the Flair impression on the first episode. I really did. I know you have a hard time keeping those gators down, man.
You know, jet flying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Kiss stealing.
I even got the reference when you were going to throw the daggers at Satan there, that you started with raising the arms like Cain. I got that. See, I was right there, man.
Right there, man.
I had to. The entire
be
time.
Dropping little
crumbs. Right. He looking at
little crumbs.
You got little sprinkles. He wanted to pick up later.
That's right. There's little Easter eggs that Marcus drops all throughout the episode. And
genius.
All three of us in the audience are recognizing it, Marcus. I just got to tell you that. So I'm just saying. No, there's actually more. And you know, I got to ask you this, Marcus, because you know. There's maybe three or four people listening in my audience that are cringing right now and going, there's another wrestling reference in this podcast, and shaking their fist in righteous indignation. But do you find that there's more wrestling fans out there that love the paranormal and more paranormal fans that love wrestling?
Yeah, of course. I think the two mirror each other, right? I mean,
yeah.
You know, you got to believe. So, even believe in the storyline as far as with wrestling, or you know, believe that there's something else beyond this world or even on this world that we cannot see with our physical eyes and just have to kind of find ways to communicate with. So yeah, man, that's just where I've been kind of, you know, on.
I think you'd be surprised. I don't know if you ever talked to Tommy Dreamer about his experiences?
No, I haven't.
Oh, he's got a ton of them, my friend.
Oh,
there's a bunch of wrestlers out there. That's why I say. And in fact, I was telling Dalen and Juwan before the show that my co-host Beer City Bruiser from ROH is an investigator, and he has had a ton of experiences. So there's and you wouldn't believe how many professional wrestlers listen to this show as a result too. So
shouts out to all those body slammers.
And so, and Bruiser wanted to say what's up to all y'all, but especially to Marcus. He wanted to say what's up to Marcus, so because he knows that.
Hey man, forget you, Bruiser. You and your baby.
No, I mean, you know, it's not like that.
Go to hell, Bruiser.
No, it's not like that. Okay,
don't let us catch you in the streets.
No, it's not like that.
WWE your ass, Bruiser.
we probably should get back to the episode now. Bruiser thinks he's gonna get jumped.
Oh, it ain't no thinking, Bruiser.
We don't make threats, we make promises.
let's get into the episode a little bit. That first episode that aired last week, I want to get into a little bit of the theory behind the episode. One of the first clips you guys play, this is something that we talked about so much on the show. We do a supernatural news, deal right on Wednesday. And we do stories all the time. Somebody has a video and they shoot it and they're having an experience. They're in their bedroom. There's a haunting, something moves. And the first thing they do is they put the covers over their head or they go back to bed and they fall asleep.
Yeah, that's step one.
Yep. That's a safety tactic. It's kind of like it's creating a force field. If you put the covers over your head and you cover all of your body, you'll be safe.
And that's in the Quran. I think that's written in the Quran.
And the Bible.
It's how to protect yourself from really paranormal activity.
Okay, I think Darwin had a part in writing that book too.
Wasn't he Darwin?
And Tyler Perry. And Tyler Perry,
yes. Occur.
Was it in the Souls of Black Folks by W.E.B. Du Bois? I'm just curious. So, was it in there?
It was definitely a Madea Goes to Hell.
Okay.
It was. I see.
It definitely was there.
You know, and I've told the story on the show before. You guys started talking about what kind of weapons you would use if you know, you heard something like that, if you heard a bang or something like that. Here in right outside my studio, and it's here in the basement of the house, of course, I do have a ghost. So there's...
Would you just keep them there? Do you have a gun?
Yeah, that's the other thing I was going to ask. How do you protect yourself, Tim? What are we talking about?
I do have one gun in the house.
Okay.
For the ghost.
But I'm a responsible gun owner, so I don't pull a gun every time I hear a noise.
Oh, you ain't no thug, then, too.
But if it's in your house, I feel like you're more than warranted.
Nah, every time I hear something, I let one go.
you fire a shot.
I did, however, for years and years, play baseball and softball, so I have plenty of bats.
Hey, okay. Tim, man, I'm letting off three shots before I even aim the gun.
Well, you know the Dave Chappelle joke about the shotgun when he first moved out to Ohio, you know, and mm-hmm. how he learned how to load a shotgun.
Buckshot.
Yeah. Buckshot, yeah. Birdshot. Or no, buckshot, mm-hmm. buckshot, birdshot. You know, so you learn how to load the gun. But I don't ever want to pull a gun on somebody and blow somebody away, especially what if it's like my old man comes over and he decides to, you know, get something to eat. I mean,
did he knock?
Was it unannounced?
And was it the last piece of chicken?
Right.
Because, you know, or that last piece of pizza?
Yeah.
You know, bro.
Well, yeah.
It got cold a little bit, so that when you rewarm it, it's going to have a different type of melted cheese with it.
True. Texture.
Yeah.
Yes. Texture matters.
Okay. And maybe that's birdshot.
That's definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's definitely something.
Yeah.
But I
had an experience here in the house where I had and you'll appreciate this, Marcus. I had an old ECW pay-per-view poster up because I had worked ECW street team when I was younger. And I heard, I had it up on the wall, and we had just moved into this house, and I heard this crash, and I was sitting upstairs, and I went, what the fuck is that? And I walked downstairs. Of course, I grabbed the bat first, right? Mm-hmm. Thinking it would, you know, because things fall off the wall. It happens, mm-hmm. right? I went downstairs, and 3 feet away from the wall was face down was this ECW poster scattered face down again, scattered all over the place. Like somebody had picked the thing off the wall and slammed it onto the ground.
Mm.
Right. And the nail was still in the wall.
Dang. Like they had elbowed the poster.
Either that or like they all had right, just picked it up off the wall and thrown that thing down.
Choke slammed it.
Yep.
I feel like it's definitely a choke slam.
So
what did you feel like it was? You felt like it was that actual ghost that you had been needing to shoot for the last 3 years?
I had a second experience. So the second experience I have, I'm sitting here and I'm recording. And again, this is strange. During the afternoon, I'll pull up like on my iPad, I'll pull up Colin Cowherd and I'll listen to Sports Talk, right? Mm-hmm. And I hadn't done it for a couple of days. Mm-hmm. Well, there was no sports talk going on, and all of a sudden, in the other room where the living room is, my entire entertainment system comes on, and it's really loud, and it's turned on to Colin Cowherd. So I text upstairs, and I say, hey, would you turn the TV down? I'm trying to record. And upstairs texts down to me and says, I don't have the TV on. And I said, mm-hmm. well, would you turn it off anyways? I'm trying to, you know, would you do something about it? And intern Yoko comes down and says, the TV is on right next door to your studio. And then holds up the remote, the all-in-one remote, and the batteries are dead. And the TV, the stereo component, because I have one of those old receivers that controls the old old stand up stereo speakers. I'm old school like that. And then I had Apple TV. Everything was lit up.
So what do you think about it? What was your first thought?
That you need to shoot that ghost?
Yeah. I said that the first time. You he probably shot time. His TV. He probably shot his TV.
I would feel like something we would burn and stay running burn.
It does. Yes. On the show, we get up out of there.
Really? You get up out of there?
Well, I mean, how many payments have you made on the house so far?
We got insurance.
Good
question.
Okay, yeah.
What have I done so far?
How many payments have you made on the house thus far?
Oh, you're going to laugh when I tell you this, Marcus. I rent.
That's okay. Famous.
That's fair. Hey, that doesn't mean it don't fall back on you, baby. Burn that motherfucker down.
But say.
That's day renter's insurance. That ain't got nothing to do with you. He knew what he was renting you out, what he was renting out. Come on now.
Well, you know what's even funnier is before we moved in, they totally renovated the place. So it maybe he stirred it up. I don't know.
Maybe he could have stirred some things up, but you may need to start asking for some help on the rent or concession. Like if you're living with one of these spirits, like somebody's got to be covering, they got to be covering their own weight.
Well, here's the conclusion of it. I'll wrap it up in a nice little package for you guys. I did what a lot of people who are haunted probably wouldn't do. And that is I did my own little investigation. I took and looked into the history of the home, and I had talked actually to some neighbors, and I had talked to some other people and found out that there was a man who had actually died of a heart attack in this home. And there's a workroom actually at the other end of the hall that was his favorite little workroom. So this was like his man cave and his workroom. So it may sound crazy. It's only white people that do this, by the way. I sat and I had a little conversation with him. I found out what his name was.
Literally, you know your people. Yeah. You know your people.
I know my people. And I said, hey, Mr. So-and-so, I won't give his name. I said, we both have to exist in this space. Evidently, we both like sports. So I'll tell you what, I'll come down and watch a game with you. I'll turn on Colin Cowherd for you. You just got to let me be and let me do my work. But hey,
that's all.
We can both be here.
Everybody can coincide, baby. Yeah.
But you really still need to ask about that rent, man. Because if he turned on TVs and that's stuff electric. That's electric. That's responsibilities. I know he knows what responsibilities are. So
it's also a liability.
It is a liability. But you know what? He's been silent ever since. I haven't had any.
But he don't like wrestling, huh? So he might have been the one.
Actually, he does love wrestling.
Oh,
I think he was just trying to get my attention. Is what it was.
Okay.
So
he was being the heel.
Yeah, he was exactly, Marcus. He's being a heel.
Yeah,
he's giving off that heel energy. I tell you what, let's take our break real quick. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit more Fright Club. I want to talk about some of the phenomena you guys went through and where you stand on some of that phenomena just outside of the show. We'll do that when we come back. We're talking with the Ghost Brothers about Fright Club. You can check out Fright Club on Thursday nights, which is tonight as we're taping. It's on Travel Channel. You get to see it first run on Travel Channel. By the way, season one is on Discovery Plus. You can get Discovery Plus right now. We've got a link in the description of the show. Check out season one, by the way. It is a great season. But new episodes are on Thursday nights. Check your local listings on Travel Channel to see where Fright Club airs and at what time in your area. When we come back, more with the Ghost Brothers talking about Fright Club here on the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. Okay, so I'm going to introduce a new word into your vernacular. You ready? Microdose. So you may have heard about microdosing. If not, just know that all sorts of people are microdosing daily to feel healthier and perform better. Our show today is sponsored by Microdose Gummies. Now, Microdose Gummies deliver perfect entry-level doses of THC to help you feel just the right amount of good. Now, I've been telling you for a long time about my pain, and you probably think that I probably sound a lot older, even though my voice is a lot younger. Kind of sound like a teenager, don't I? I sound like a teenager. I feel like I'm 180 years old. I beat my body up pretty good. And I've told you that before, over and over again, neck, back, knees, knees, shoulders, heads and toes and heads and toes. Pretty much everything on me is about broke, and I'm not talking about money, but I'm broken down from head to toe. And I've been through a lot of pain. In fact, I'm a chronic pain patient here in Minneapolis. So I'm constantly seeking some sort of way to get out of pain. Well, I've been using microdose gummies. And I tell you, it's an amazing way to get out of pain. They taste amazing, first of all, these microdose gummies. I've got two different flavors I'm trying right now, wild berry and watermelon sorbet. And they're both delicious. I'm kind of partial to the wild berry, though, I'll tell you that. And I feel amazing as I'm taking these microdose gummies. The back pain that normally goes right into the knees, gone. I take one in the morning, I take one at night, and I get wall-to-wall coverage throughout my day. It's pretty good stuff. I've also used them to help me get in the zone when doing creative work, and at night, they help me wind down. One of the things I have a real hard time doing is sleeping. I'm up 7 to 8 times a night because of pain. I roll over, I hurt, I'm up. That's just the way it is. But with microdose gummies, I'm chilled out and I sleep like a baby. All around, 10 out of 10 for me. I got to admit, microdose gummies is changing my life. And I'm telling you, it's one of those things that's going to change your life too. You got to get in on this. Microdose gummies is something that is going to help you. Now, I know what you're thinking. Tim, what's in microdose gummies? What is it that has got you feeling so good? And is this something that I can try? Well, I'll tell you, here's where the rubber meets the road, okay? First of all, you probably want to be 21 plus, I'll tell you that much, okay, to take this microdose gummy. Now, it is a CBD THC gummy, and it's not your typical CBD hemp gummy. It's made out of some good stuff, okay? They do use all natural ingredients. It's a real fruit, vegan-friendly, gluten-free gummy made with lots of love, so you got to love that as well. It is, by the way, legal in all 50 states, which is good to hear as well, because it has less than the maximum amount of THC allowed by federal law. Less than 0.3% THC, and it's derived from industrial hemp. So it won't give you that kind of icky, high feeling that you get from some gummies that have THC in it. You take one, that's it. You take one gummy, and you're just fine. You're operational for the rest of the day, and it relieves that pain. That's what you're looking for. That's what we're all looking for. It's like taking an ibuprofen. Find out what your options are today. Go check out Microdose Gummies. You can find out more at the website. Microdose is available nationwide, so all 50 states. Go find out right now what's best for you. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use code DARKNESS to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. You heard me, free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description, but again, that's microdose.com and code DARKNESS. One more time, folks, microdose.com and code DARKNESS to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. You can't beat it. Get out of pain, get rid of your anxiety, and finally get some sleep and relax those muscles. And not only that, fire up your creativity. It's about time to start treating you and start treating yourself better. Go to microdose.com and use the code DARKNESS. Get free shipping and 30% off your first order. You go ahead and you do it today. Welcome back to the Best in Paranormal Podcasting. This is Darkness Radio. I'm Tim Dennis. We're sitting here with the Ghost Brothers. We're talking Fright Club, the brand new season. The first episode aired last Thursday. And again, check your local listings on Travel Channel to see where new episodes are airing in your area. I believe here in the Twin Cities, the new episode is at, is it 9 o'clock Central Time? Again, I have to check my own listings, don't I? But yeah, it is, I'm telling you, it's between you guys and Jack Osborne. I laugh, I get creeped out. It's one of my favorite programs on television right now, guys. And I got to tip my cap to you.
That's what's up.
Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
It means a lot. We just try to tackle all the emotion. We want you to have a roller coaster of emotion watching us.
It's a great program, and it's, you know, that hour goes so quickly, and that's one of the things when you know you're having a good time watching a program, that the time just goes and you want more. At the end, you're like, why isn't this program 2 hours? But you know,
you should write a letter to Travel Channel and Discovery, demand that Fright Club be 10 hours long.
I think
like an all day episode. It should be like a whole work shift.
I think we can do that. I think we'll just get our listeners to do that as well.
You're right.
You know, one of the things that comes up in the episode, you have a whole section with a poltergeist video. And I gotta ask you guys, when you go through those videos of poltergeist activity, what's the standard for you to believe whether those poltergeist videos are true or they're bunk? You know, because you have a lot of people who try to hoax those videos. Let's start with you, Dalen. Where's the line for you where you think, you know what, maybe somebody's trying to put one over on us?
I always go into it thinking people are faking and pushing the envelope, especially when stuff is on the internet. So we always look at the clips and try to, like, how could they have made that happen? Mm-hmm. And if it's too unrealistic, I'll take my hat off to you. You got it.
You have fooled me.
You got me. Poltergeist.
I don't know if it's a poltergeist, but you definitely got me. Like, I'm going to tell you like that. Yeah. The first question always is like, how is the camera always in the right spot at the right time?
Right.
Right. It's always set up perfectly to catch this disturbia. You know what I mean? Like, right. How do you explain that? And those are questions. I mean, something you see it on the show, we'll ask, but yeah, that's one thing.
Yeah.
Disturbia was put up like this. I like that was
Disturbia.
Yeah.
That's Rihanna.
I know. You saw what I did there.
I saw what you did there.
It's an old reference. It's an old reference. He wanted to know who you want to investigate with.
Come on.
Marcus.
Who's your one celebrity, Marcus, that you would investigate?
Yes. One celebrity you'd investigate with, or you pull in from the outside world to investigate with, who would it be?
Dead or alive.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Not the Kang. Not the Kang.
Oh no, that's a ghost in there, my brother. We won't. Who would it be? Gotta be somebody fine and afraid.
Mm-hmm. Fine and afraid.
Yep.
Whoever's a new show. Fine and afraid.
Yep, that's why I chose Carucci.
Yeah. Oh, we're okay. Good catch. Is it just
the fact that there's a lot of production time there, long lunches, stuff like that, there's plenty of time to get to know them?
Especially with us, you know, especially with the production company we work with, it takes a while to set some things up.
Yeah. Huh. Okay.
You can really get to know somebody.
You guys got all the angles down, don't you?
Yeah.
I need to spend some time with you guys.
But in a consensual way.
Yes, yeah, hold on. Indeed. Yes, indeed.
Who knows? Who they are, people.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. One of the videos on the show was a UFO. I got to ask you guys, have you ever had a UFO experience? I want to start this time with Juwan.
Am I Caroline?
No, you're still here.
Well, you're still here, Marcus. You're still here.
A UFO experience. I'm trying to think. I've been around a moment where they did like UFO calling.
Mm-hmm.
So like we went to an event and they were doing like UFO calling, and I was trying my hardest to like really be present in the moment to see something.
And I did standing in an IHOP parking lot. What no UFO for the pool?
Listen, bro, I was just trying to be present in the moment, bro. Like, you know, they were trying to summon a UFO and I was like, this would be totally cool if I could really see this. So I feel like you have to be intentional, right? I think that's one of the things that they say. You have to really be intentional.
and you have to get out of the IHOP parking lot.
obviously you didn't believe it was going to work, but I was open-minded. I was, maybe they wanted to all pancakes. Maybe they wanted all you can eat pancakes They were just going to come to IHOP. However, I've never personally seen something that I couldn't identify. And so I think it's just so interesting because I believe that it's real.
Okay. Dalen, did you happen to see those same UFOs in the IHOP parking lot by chance? Yeah.
I saw a truck driver.
Okay. Was he in the sky?
But I did not see any aliens. And I believe in aliens. Okay. I believe in them wholeheartedly. I feel like it's asinine and ignorant to feel like we, and arrogant to feel like we are the only things in this whole entire galaxy and world. And yeah, man. But no, I haven't been fortunate enough to run across one yet. I've seen a ghost. I've seen that truck driver that was at IHOP, but I have not seen.
Oh, that's Tony.
His name was Tony.
Tony the trucker. Yeah.
Marcus, have you seen one?
We've seen some stuff on camera, some apparition on camera. I have been touched. I've been groped by a ghost. That's a t-shirt.
I'm talking about a UFO here, though.
Have you ever seen a UFO or an alien in Southwest Atlanta?
Oh, yeah. Every weekend, Waffle House, around like 3, 4 a.m. Shoot.
That's a crackhead, Marcus.
Yeah, that's not a UFO.
With aluminum foil around his head.
That's a crackhead in a box Chevy.
You know,
spaceships on Bankhead.
But I totally feel like they are real, Tim. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Completely. We learned what was the new term we learned on the show? A UAP.
Like UAP. Unidentified UAP? Aerial phenomena. Right.
Right.
Yep.
They said we can't call them UFOs anymore, correct?
Yeah. That's the new governmental thing is UAP. Is
well,
there,
the government ain't going to change how I talk about
it's kind of like
things.
Yeah, is it derogatory, Dalen? It's kind of like how we transition from like
kind of like the N word,
black to African American. Like
that's
like,
how far it is.
Is that what it is, Dalen?
It's very close to the N word, guys.
Okay, can't call them aliens, or we?
Oh
we
no,
can't say that.
That's real 1990s, Jawar.
Got you.
Gotta come back and bite you.
For the record, I was asking a question.
You get loose over there.
For the record, I was asking a question. I need to know what we should really be referring. I don't know the pronoun, Tim. I'm sorry.
No, that's fine.
If I'm being disrespectful, I just want to know the pronoun.
Tim, they're going to pull your show, Tim. Talking spicy.
Yeah. I don't know the pronouns, Tim.
It's only spicy if you're off planet. That's the only time it's spicy.
I don't know who all your listeners are, but if there's one on here, they may cancel you.
I don't think anyone's from out of this galaxy. I think you're safe, Juwan. Yeah. No, UAP is just, I think it's the way the government softens us up a little bit, because UFO has a little bit of a, from years and years of movies, has a little bit of a, you know, Independence Day feel.
A little tangy.
I also heard that it was like, we don't know if their object is actually flying, or like what we describe as flying is what they describe as flying. So they had to adjust it and say aerial phenomena.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, anything in the air or aerial. Yeah. Yeah. You're exactly right. They don't know if it's teleporting. They don't know if it's flying. Exactly. It's just there in the air. So.
Okay. But what about this though? What if it's not?
Oh, here you go.
What if it's not the air to them? What if they are really underwater?
Then they swim in.
Yes.
Well, all right, brace yourself, Dalen. Bro, it's a USO.
That's called a submarine, Dalen, and those are real.
that's an unidentified submersible object.
Yeah.
A USO. Yeah.
That is a submarine, and those are real.
Like, you got those at Six Flags?
The military uses those, bro.
That's called
regular.
That's called the flume. It's available at Six Flags, and bring a change of clothes.
Just most definitely.
Yeah. That's you don't want to walk around with wet drawers around Six Flags.
That's why I don't wear none when I go.
Six Flags? That's how you catch a charge. There are children around, bro. You
walked on stage.
I didn't think that one through. All right. I'm sorry. I'll take that back. There's always editing. Speaking of things you shouldn't talk about around kids or dolls. I know that didn't sound right either. Haunted dolls. Let's talk about that for a second. You guys had a clip on the show with a doll that moved on its own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is that
in the chair?
Yeah, in the chair. Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about haunted dolls. Scary or not? Let's start with Marcus. Marcus, haunted dolls, scary or not?
Is that a question? Wait. How can a haunted doll not be scary? You can't kill it. You can't even dismantle it. You just got to just let it be destructive.
I feel like all dolls carry a certain level of like a spirit energy. So I just think that like all dolls are haunted. Like if I am like, really? Oh, there's some
boy, you getting real, real judgy now in these episodes.
How can you not pick it up like Gene Snitsky and punt the thing? That's what I'm wondering. End of story.
You must have been listening to our podcast because we talk about
mini babies. Wait, ghost babies.
Ghost baby.
Yeah. We'll talk a little bit about the podcast in a minute too.
Dolls creep me out. Like the haunted dolls, they really creep me out.
They do?
For sure. They're scary. Yeah.
Have you let's say been doing a session with a haunted doll and had it threaten you?
No, but I'm going to tell you how childish my fellow brothers are. We did an investigation in Indiana, and Marcus decided to put one at the top of the stairs and, like, lead me to the stairwell in this investigation and literally scared the shit out of me. Like, pardon my French, but, like, no. Oh, my God. It was very disrespectful.
That is. You don't want to, you know, if someone has a, you know, a fear and, of something, you don't want to.
And now I think I'm traumatized. Like, I probably need healing.
You get a check, like mesothelioma.
It's gonna be a number for sure.
If you want to join this class action suit against Marcus
Harvey, if Marcus has ever made you feel uncomfortable,
join Jawan.
That may be a long line waiting for checks.
People feel uncomfortable. not no Watson or nothing, but I'm just saying.
Well, the reason I say this is because there are some people that just say, well, you don't like the doll, turn it around. You know, I mean, there's some people that dolls, you know, dolls just don't do it for them. The same is, okay, here we go. I'm going to hit all the phobias. Are you ready? Clowns. You know, some people say clowns, scary. Clowns, eh. Thoughts?
Scary. Scary.
Scary. Clowns are scary.
How are you afraid of clowns?
Clowns don't scare y'all?
No.
No, they at work. What you talking about? It's just Leonard. He just kind of... Okay. That's all it is. It's a big
He's just wearing makeup, Joel.
He's just wearing makeup. He ain't got nothing.
He's just being a clown. Got it.
He ain't got a razor blade.
He ain't got nothing.
Especially, y'all seen it?
Especially if they're making balloon animals. They're not that scary.
You've seen it. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tim?
Yeah, yeah. All the iterations of it.
That didn't terrify you at all?
No. I almost fell asleep at the last one. I'm not going to lie.
That's fair.
It's a long movie.
It is.
Yeah. That's fair.
Age.
I just, clowns and dolls don't scare me. Am I weird that way?
No. What does scare you?
What does scare me?
Do sharks scare you?
Ex-girlfriends scare me.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
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 Ashley.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Are they all Ashleys? Is that what you said?
There's a
all exes are named Ashley.
Ashleys or Michelle's. There's those.
Oh, Michelle's. Dirty Michelle's.
Yeah, there's a lot of those. I tell you that. They scare me. Yeah.
Child support.
That's scary. Child support.
They come for you.
Near Mrs.
Not taxes.
I missed my period.
You said Ronald McDonald? What you said?
Not having enough McDonald's for all the other.
Right. Right. The shake machine doesn't work.
That scares me.
Yep. That scares me. I'll tell you what did scare me a little bit on that show. That one tibia bone with the voodoo powder in it. That gave me a little chill.
I mean, it gave me the power, though.
It did give you the power, Marcus. Gave you the power, man.
It gave you something.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit about voodoo and voodoo curses. Do you guys believe in them?
Yeah, I do. I feel like curses, anything that you believe in strong enough, I feel like you could possibly will it if the receiver isn't protected enough. Mm-hmm. I believe words have power. So how can you believe if the power can only be good?
When Dr. Phineas says to you guys, I saw people who were dead, and then a few weeks later, I saw them walking around the village. Did that particularly freak you out to know that man who's sitting before you, who brought you these objects, that and by the way, I've seen that mask before, that you guys have sat they sat in front of you, to say that he's seen that happen. Does that kind of shake you a little bit? Like, you know what? Can that even really happen?
I mean, if you believe in the Bible, shit, you go back to Jesus days. You know what I mean? Those same type of stories. So
yeah,
casting out demons, all that stuff,
all of that. So it's just like, you know what they say, what goes around comes around, and there's nothing new under the sun. So I believe stuff like that.
Yeah. You don't have to go far in order to see some of that. I mean, it's actively practiced by some witch doctors in New Orleans. I've only been to New Orleans a couple of times, but every time I go to New Orleans, I do get kind of that cold feeling. Like, you know, do I dare, you know, you want to take the voodoo tours and you want to, it's kind of a cryptic feeling, like a cryptic curiosity. Like I want to see this stuff and I want to experience it, but I don't ever want to dabble too much. Did you get that feeling when that tray was set in front of you? Like, I want to know more, but I don't want to get that close.
Yeah, I didn't want to touch anything.
No,
I think you have like this, excuse me. I think you have like this inevitable curiosity, like, and you don't really know how far it's going to go. And like, and sometimes what sucks is like, you could actually go too far and not know you've gone that far.
Yeah.
Like you know, that's the part that like is kind of terrifying, but I guess we're all in this for answers, right? And
right.
Like we got to seek it. We got to seek it.
That's true. Want to talk real quick before we get, I do want to talk to you eventually about your Urban Legends podcast, but I want to ask you real quick before we get to that. You have a haunted house guest show that's on Discovery Plus. You were here in Minnesota, where I'm located, and where I'm doing the show from right now. And you guys were over at the Wabasha Street Caves, which is a well-known entertainment venue here in what's now an entertainment venue here in St. Paul. One of the things I got to ask you guys about, I don't know how much they got into the history of it with you, but were you aware of the supposed history that John Dillinger was there at one time?
They said a lot of gang members were there.
Yeah.
There was a shootout there and like all type of craziness. What were they saying about John Dillinger?
Well, okay. So the St. Paul area, and even especially over by White Bear Lake in that area, east of St. Paul, supposedly was kind of a summer hangout for like Ma Barker at one time, used to bake cookies for the kids in that area and over by the lake over there. But supposedly John Dillinger used to, back when that area of the Wabasha Street Caves had a nightclub there and a kind of a supper club, John Dillinger used to frequent the Wabasha Street Caves. And there was supposedly a bullet that was meant for Dillinger that's above the fireplace there.
I know that bullet. They didn't say that was...
They didn't say that was meant for Dillinger.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be, I think, a myth amongst the employees. Because I was talking to an employee. They said that bullet that's above the fireplace was meant for Dillinger.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely told us about like a lot of different gangsters that would come in and out of that place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's an interesting little venue. I know our friend Chip Coffee, he does his, when he comes to town, he's done a few of his shows there, his
gallery readings.
Yep, his gallery readings. So
yeah,
it's because it's that interesting of a venue. So, and the energy there is crazy. It really is crazy, especially when you're doing psychic readings. I kind of talked a little bit to you guys about it before we went on air. Would you guys ever have an interest in investigating Paisley Park, Prince's home here in Minnesota?
Would love to.
Would love to.
Hands down.
So if you ever approached the family, or if the family ever heard this and said, yeah, by all means, what would you, if you were to go in and investigate Paisley Park, what would you hope to find?
Some money. I mean, what? The Ghostbusters do not condone. I would just be interested to see what type of like audio responses we would get, like pulling out a spirit box or like maybe doing an EVP session. And who knows? Like, what if you got some melodic response? That would be like super dope.
Yeah, I would just honestly be really happy to kind of be in this space and fortunate to be in that space. Mm-hmm. And like, it would just be an interesting thing to just investigate. You never know what you're going to come across. I wouldn't have any expectation on what I could find or what type of evidence we could pick up on. But I think it would be really dope, one, for the culture, and two, just for my own personal reasons. I'm a huge Prince fan. So
Yeah, same here. Do you think that from a space like that, that had such creativity, that had such energy, that had such creative energy, do you think you would get some sort of residual haunting where you might get some sort of loop in time where you could capture something from some recording session?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Go ahead, Marcus.
I was trying to, hopefully we could find some old stuff that, you know, they said that Prince always was recording, so he never put everything out. So, you know, we might get here, catch us a little tune, you know, in the EVPs.
The one thing I would love to see if it's there, you know, there was a, I worked with a man by the name of Lake Hammond, who did the jazz image at Minnesota Public Radio for years and years. And there was a short while that Miles Davis was coming into town and he was working with Prince and they worked on some secret sessions. And if you look online, you can get like a few of the tunes on bootleg and some of the songs are amazing. So I would love to see if even there's just a little residual something there of the work between Miles and Prince. That would be amazing.
But that would be dope.
It's kind of a pipe dream. Let's talk a little bit about the Urban Legends podcast that you guys have out there. Tell us a little bit, whoever wants to speak up here, I'll leave it between you guys. Who wants to tell me a little bit about Urban Legends podcast and not only what it's about, but where we can find it?
I think what's dope about the Urban Legends podcast is the fact that Travel Channel actually allows us to say whatever the hell we want to say. And they do not trip. They allow us to genuinely just talk trash. And I think that's what's dope about our podcast. Like, we explore all the urban legends that we've ever heard of, but all the misinformation that we've ever heard of, like all the crazy stories that we've tried in relation to the urban legends. Like, we just really get to just sit down with our homeboys and a few invited guests and just talk crap and reminisce. Nice. And you can catch it on Spotify.
On Spotify. All right. So do that, folks. Go ahead and find it on Spotify right now. And we'll have a link to it as well on the description of this program. Go ahead and subscribe and get that download there. You release the podcast how often?
The podcast was every week.
Every week?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, then, by all means, folks, go ahead and do that.
I think it's on all, like, any platforms you'd get your podcast. Yeah, so Apple Podcasts.
Yep.
Okay.
Like Apple Podcasts, Spotify.
Okay. So it's not exclusive to Spotify.
Nope. No, it's not.
Okay. Good deal. We're coming to the end
most
of our
name recognizable.
Oh, okay. All right. We're coming to the end of our time, guys. I got to ask you here. It's a long season that you have here. Do you have a little teaser you can give us, like each one of you that is there a favorite person that is coming up on the season that you're looking forward to, or maybe a favorite clip that you can tease that is coming up that you want to talk about?
Honestly, okay, for me, I don't have a clip. I would say that be on the lookout because we have some legends that guest appear on the show. Legends.
Oh, for sure. For sure. I agree with you.
Yeah, like some of the people we get to talk to this season, I never would have fathomed being able to have a conversation with these people.
Joy, can I give them a hint, Joy? Can I give them one hint?
Yeah. I think you can give them one hint.
I'll give you one hint. Oh, my single ladies. That's all we're going to say.
What?
Really? I got to tune in.
You got to tune in, baby.
What? No, really?
Hey, listen. Got to tune in, baby.
All I'm saying is we talked to some legends.
Wow.
In their own right. And that's just a hint from Daylon Spratt.
That's a little cookie crumb I'm going to drop on y'all. Wow. Who that is.
It will cause roaches. That wow. cookie crumb will cause roaches now.
All right. Well,
it's actually beautiful.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, you got me hooked. I think you've got the rest of us hooked as well that are listening out there. Wow. Okay. All right. Fright Club is on Travel Channel on Thursday nights, folks, along with Jack Osborne, our guest, the Ghost Brothers. You guys got it locked down, man, as far as good entertainment and good paranormal entertainment at that. And not only is it informative and spooky and spine tingling, but it's funny as well. Along with that, the Urban Legends podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your podcasts. Guys, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. And I had a great time. I really do appreciate you guys taking time out of your schedules and busy schedules to sit down with us here on Darkness Radio today.
No problem.
My man, it's been a pleasure. It's an honor. Thank you so much for having us.
Yeah.
And we look forward to doing it again soon sometime. And, you know, appreciate your support 100%.
Single ladies.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
I can't believe you used that clue. Not that clue. Out of all clues.
That's a heck of a clue. That's a heck of a clue. Folks, want to thank you so much for joining us today on Darkness Radio. I can't believe, really? Really? That's a heck of a clue. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us here on Darkness Radio today. Folks, want to thank you so much for tuning in to Darkness Radio this week. We've had a really good week. Want to thank Todd Goldberg for joining us on Tuesday for True Crime Tuesday. Want to thank Beer City Bruiser for joining us this week as well and doing a great job as co-host. I can't stress enough how much I appreciate Bruiser as a co-host and how much he's brought to the program. Just my little way of showing a little love to Bruiser because he really has brought something special to the program. So I just want to throw my thanks out there for Bruiser. And to the Ghost Brothers, who I had a great time with today on the program. I also want to thank our sponsors this week. Special thanks to BetterHelp. Again, folks, if you're having issues with anything in your life, maybe you've lost a loved one, maybe you're going through relationship issues, maybe you're having a tough time climbing the corporate ladder, anything where you need to sit down and talk to a specialized therapist, seek out BetterHelp. Do that today. You get 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/darknessradio. Again, betterhelp.com/darknessradio. 10% off your first month of online therapy at betterhelp.com/darknessradio. Also, microdose gummies. I got to tell you, I've been taking them now for a little over a week. My pain and anxiety is reduced considerably, and you need to treat yourself as well. Do it right now. Do it today. It's not your typical CBD hemp gummy. It's got just a little bit of THC. In fact, it's got less than the 0.3% THC that is allowed by federal law. It's that perfect CBD THC gummy that doesn't get you high. It doesn't give you that weird feeling. In fact, you're able to operate during the day and it lets you sleep at night. It's the perfect gummy. I recommend you try it. It's real easy to find. You just go to microdose.com And we're going to give you a little bit of a break there as well. You get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Just go to microdose.com. Use the code darkness to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Get yourself out of pain. Get yourself out of your anxiety and also get better sleep. I'm telling you, folks, I've been using them. They're working great. You deserve a break as well. Microdose.com. Get free shipping, 30% off your first order. Do it for yourself. Folks, again, thank you for such a great week. I really do appreciate you as a listener and a follower of Darkness Radio. Do me a quick favor. Go out there and support our sponsors, if you would. Give their products a try. They're good products. And we have some more sponsors coming on board as well in the next couple of weeks. We're grateful for that. I'm grateful for you as well. Thank you for taking your precious time to listen to this program. We've got some great programs coming up in the next few weeks. I'm glad that you're taking your well-earned time to spend it with myself, with Bruiser, with Mally, with Jess, and listen to the best in paranormal programming here on Darkness Radio. Folks, again, be kind to yourself, be kind to each other. You know, there's a story out there I want to leave you with today. And it's a touching story that I found this weekend as I was kind of scrolling around. We're all scrolling around on our phones. You know, I say the world is getting a little darker and colder, and do something for others that as you leave this weekend, and maybe just do a little something extra for your fellow man. I got encouraged this weekend as I was scrolling around, and I looked at my phone and I saw that there was a guy who celebrated his 27th anniversary at a Burger King. I believe it was in an airport. I don't remember which city. But for his 27th anniversary, he kind of joked around that, oh, it's my 27th anniversary. And, you know, And his manager scrambled around to try and do something for his 27th anniversary. It wasn't much. It was like a drawstring backpack and some simple stuff. And they gave it to him and they put it on a TikTok video. Well, it didn't seem like it was enough. So his daughter put up a GoFundMe for just $200. That's all it was, $200, so that he could go see his grandchildren. That was it, $200. As a retirement gift, because, you know, he's getting to the point where it's time to retire. Well, that GoFundMe got hit over and over and over again because of that viral spread of the video. And that GoFundMe went to over $300,000. It was like something amazing, like $329,000. Hollywood celebrities were contributing to that GoFundMe, including David Spade, who said, take this money. I think he donated like $5,000 and said, take this money and have a great retirement. That's the type of stories I love to see. Someone who for years and years and years put in work, minimum wage, and the story gets better. This man who had gone to work at Burger King for 27 years did so as a single parent. He raised his daughter. His daughter went off, had her family, and all she was looking for is just for $200 so that he could see his grandchildren. He rarely sees his grandchildren. What happened even after that is that the Today Show got a hold of this story, flew him out, and reunited him with his grandchildren. So he got to see his grandchildren. He rarely gets to see them. It's maybe once or twice a year, but then COVID had hit, and he hadn't seen them in a few years. I think it was like 3 or 4 years. So good things happen. Even in dark times, good things happen. So I want to encourage you yet this weekend, even though I say, you know, it seems like the world is getting a little darker, a little colder, do something for somebody this weekend, because you never know. Maybe it's a $5 cup of coffee for somebody who needs a cup of coffee. Maybe it's somebody who needs a hand with their lawn. That little change that you make for somebody, that little thing that you do for somebody, could spiral into something big and really make somebody's day. That one man who worked at Burger King for 27 years through a GoFundMe campaign has raised a lot of money for a retirement. He still doesn't know what he's going to do with the money. You never know. He said he may put some of it away. He may use that money for his grandkids' college educations. If he does that, those kids may end up being something really special. You never know. You never know what that one action will do to enhance somebody else's life. Just remember that. Do it for your buddy, too. Again, take care of yourself and each other. Thank you so much for being a Darkness Radio listener. I appreciate you so, so much. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you on Tuesday for True Crime Tuesday. You've been listening to the best in paranormal podcasting. This is Darkness Radio.